Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low, and welcome to another episode of the Take Action with Low show. OMG. I got a very special guest. And I'm going to be interviewing Mr. D. Stevens. Say, what's up, D?
What's up, everybody?
He being all laid back, which I love it. But I want you guys to know how I met D. Actually, we haven't even met in person. Found him on Facebook. So I start seeing these extremely funny and motivational and educational posts on his post, on his Facebook post, and it resonated with me. A lot of what he was sharing is a part of my personality, being funny, or we're both in real estate. And man, it's just, you know, some days when I would go on, if I'm having a hard day or, you know, deals are crazy or whatever's going on, I can count on D. I can go to his page and count on him sharing something crazy where I just bust out laughing, man. And I just want to thank you for that. I'm serious. And I've already told you this, you know, yeah, not publicly, but I just reached out to you, and I rarely do that. But you know, when someone you kind of connect with, or you feeling, you know, online, you know, you reach out to, and I've done that, from time to time. And I did that with you. So I just appreciate you for being you. And I want you to talk a little bit about yourself and just share a little bit of your background. And again, welcome. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I mean, it's a blessing. So a little bit about me is I moved to Atlanta because I wanted to be a chemical engineer. And once I interned, I realized that's not what I wanted to do. It was right. So boring. I mean, oh my God, I worked at a nuclear power plant. That's another story. And then I got into like, okay, what do I want to do with my life? Mm-hmm. And I met a guy, and he told me about this guy named Carlton Sheeks. And I didn't know who Carlton Sheeks was because I'm not really good with names. And he's like, the guy that you see at night telling you about no money down, buy houses. And so we went in together, which means I paid for the course.
Right.
I know, right?
So yep.
We're supposed to read it together, but I ended up reading it, which I wish he would have read it. I mean, cause it was life-changing for me, right?
Yes.
And I read the course, and I was like, if this is possible, it will be life-changing, but I still didn't believe. I'm like, it's no way possible. Like, I would get it no money down and somebody would pay me to buy a house. So fast forward, you know, a couple of years or so after that, I was at a point where, I'm going to just try this thing with the Carlton Sheeks. And I was looking at properties, came across this property, and the realtor I was using at that time was like, don't get this house. I was like, why not? She's like, it's not moving ready. I said, I know, but it's like the perfect Carlton Sheek thing. You know, they could just let us just do this no money down thing. She was like, nobody's going to give it to you no money down. I said, look, are you on my side or their side?
Right.
I'm on your side, right? So, okay. All right. So, pitch this idea to them, submit the offer. Long story short, end up getting the house.
I end up borrowing, like, some money. Excuse me.
Oh, okay, you good.
Borrow some money to put in my account to get the property. And then from there, end up getting the property. They end up paying like $7,000 at closing. And I didn't have to pay any of the closing fees. I mean, it was just crazy the way it worked out. So they end up paying me to get the house. And then, of course, I was working with a contractor that a friend of a friend knew, and he gave me a great discount on getting the property ready. And I just, after that, I was hooked. I was like, oh my God, you really can buy a house. And they pay you to buy the house.
Yeah.
So that was my journey at the beginning. And then from there, you know, I ended up transitioning into home inspecting and contracting work. And then I got back into investing about 2-3 years ago. I was like, look, I'm going to just do it full time. And I just never looked back after that. It's been beautiful.
That is awesome. And it's so, and we're going to get to the BRRR method, but it's just so interesting to hear others' journey of how they got started. And what's funny is, you know, I've said this in numerous podcasts. That's initially how I got the real estate investing bug. Was up late one night, not wanting to go to Countrywide no more because I got tired of that. I was tired of that 9-to-5 and almost quit after seeing an infomercial of Carlton Sheets.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the spark. So that's definitely a connection for me as well. It's so funny. And I'm sure Carlton knows he's impacted millions, of entrepreneurs, real estate investors, but that is so awesome. And I want you to share and talk about the BRRR method. Break that down and share with everybody how this method can help you not only gain assets, but also create cash flow. And just, there's other, great things with this method. So share a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah. So with the BRRR method, what that stands for is buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat. So what we've been able to do with that one is get distressed properties, fix them up, rent them out, and pull our cash back out, and sometimes pull out more cash than we have to put into the property, and then have the renter actually pay off the mortgage. So for us, we was like, what? This is possible? Yeah. So it is yep. Possible, right? And we like to do creative financing on the front end of things also to help reduce acquisition costs. So we do something called lease options. So with the lease option, it allows us to lease it from the homeowner, actually add the value to it, and then go directly over to a loan. Or we like to do something called subject to existing financing, right? So with subject to existing financing, the deed transfers over to us. We generally put in something called a land trust, but the deed transfers over to us. Then from there, we go ahead and get the homeowner, $2,000-$5,000, whatever we need to do. And if they're behind on payments, like it's a pre-foreclosure deal, catch them up on payments. Now, this is the thing. The mortgage stays in place. We never remove the mortgage. So the mortgage stays in place. We go in, add value to the property, then refinance it and clear out that balance and just do a payoff balance for the mortgage that was existing before we got there. So those are just some of the ways we've done some BRRR strategies.
Yeah.
To make some cash flow.
Burr method.
Burr. Right? So, and it's good because at first, and the reason why we did the burr strategy because we entered into like, we're going to go gung-ho with real estate investing is because we want to fix and flip. Well, the problem with fix and flip is the gap between when you start and when you end sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. So you need some in-between money.
Yep.
Right. And what the BRRRR strategy allows us to do is have the in-between money for rental income, right? Which is a beautiful thing, right? Another thing that it allows us to is accumulate wealth, right?
Yes.
Now,
right.
When we're flipping property, yeah, exactly. When we're flipping properties, we press the reset button every time we flip a property. That means we have the money, but we have no properties. So we have to continuously start a new deal over and over again. Whereas with the BRRRR strategy, it allows us to pull out capital, keep the property, and continue to make money off the property as time goes on. So that's the beauty of the BRRRR strategy.
Oh,
and it is a long-term strategy, but it's a beautiful strategy.
Absolutely. And it's powerful. And in talking about subject twos, subject two was, that was the first deal I closed when I first started, when I got into real estate. And when I closed it, it was a property here in the DFW area. And the investor who I sold it to or signed it to was out of state. And I remember getting that, I think it was $2,500 assignment fee. And I was here at the house on my laptop working in my PJs, and I checked my PayPal account and the money was there. At that point, I was hooked. I was hooked. You see what I'm saying? So, but you know, even with me, and you're exactly right, you know, with this strategy, you have to have different strategies. Being in this business 13 years now, you have to be able to understand the different type of options that you have, the creative ways of being able to do this business and make money, whether you're wholesaling, which is really a job, or it's whether you're using the BRRRR method, which you're actually doing a couple of things, but you're gaining assets, you're building wealth, right?
Yeah.
And you can just do other things. So I think that's powerful. Let me ask you this question. What type of marketing are you all doing, and who are you targeting? Because I get this question all the time, and I'm sure you do too. That's probably one of the top questions. What kind of marketing are you doing to get these kind of leads? So,
okay, yeah. So for us, we have a direct to seller value added business model. Now, after we add the value, we will flip it, we will Airbnb it, we'll burr it, whatever we do with the property.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes. No, you're good.
And so with that, what that allows us to do is to really navigate. So how we're getting the leads is by pulling lists, right? That's one thing. You can pull lists from multiple sites. You can go down to the county courthouse for probate, divorce, people that's filing for eviction, things like that, right? Or you can pay a service, you know, like List Source or something like that to pull a list. Now, keep in mind that when you do pull a list online, everybody named Mama probably pulled the list. So
everybody.
So you got to really up the ante on your negotiating skills, your ability to influence, your likability rating has to increase. Yep. There are certain things you're going to need to do to be able to stand out amongst the crowd. Another one that I like.
And follow up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Follow up is key. I mean, most of the time they're going to tell you no, or they're not going to answer your phone, or they may tell you yes. Or they even may sign the contract or accept the offer, then they fall off the radar.
Right.
So follow-up is the name of the game, right?
Absolutely.
Another one that I like is driving for dollars. Okay. Now, can you find the people that you pick up on driving for dollars from a type of list? Yes. The thing with driving for dollars is that you already know the property is distressed, right? And many times with the drive for dollars, you can automatically find out what I like to target is absentee owner, especially if it's an individual who's an absentee owner. What that means for some people that's not aware is that somebody owns the house, but they don't live in the house, right? Owning mean, you know, their name is on the deed. Now, a lot of people who are absentee owners have multiple mortgages, right? And some people are bleeding at both ends of the pole because, you know, they're trying to maintain their main home. Plus, they have this other house that they have to maintain. And even if it's free and clear, you still have taxes, you still have maintenance, you still have upkeep that you have to do with that particular property. And some people get tired of being tired. I mean, just honestly. So, and if you just reach them at the right time, and this is why follow up is so key, reach them at the right time, you are able to insert yourself into where their problem is and say, hey, I can solve that problem for you. So driving for dollars, pulling lists, going to the courthouse, even newspapers, right?
Yeah.
Are great ways to find these individuals. And then, of course, we do something called skip tracing to contact them. And then we reach out to them and let them know, hey, we're available. We're interested. Let us help.
Absolutely. And good information. And skip tracing is extremely important because, like you said, if you're buying lists from other folks, you know, that other investors can get, and you just going based off that. And I don't know about where you are, but I know here in the DFW area over the last probably 5 years, you know, or more, direct mail, you know, has gotten more and more and more expensive. And I think a lot of that has to do with there's just more investors that are here. It's competitive. So you have to be able to, you know, eliminate that fear. And that's one thing, you know, from coaching and working with other people. You know, and training them in this business, that's one of the top things that they are afraid to do is get on that phone and talk to folks. You have to talk to people. You got right. You got a cold call. You got to talk to them.
You got to talk to them at some point.
You have to, because that's going to help give you the edge, you know, also over the other investors that's trying to get that deal, especially if you're in a competitive market. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Now, one of the things you can do if apprehensive about making cold calls, you can use text messaging. You can use ringless voicemails, and these things you can look up online to figure out what they are if you don't know what they are. You can really utilize these in your system, and what that does is that it creates something what we like to call warm leads.
Yes,
somebody who may be interested. It could be a hot lead or not, but we know it's at least warm, right? Mm-hmm. So if they call you back and say, "Hey, I may be interested in selling. What's your offer?" Right. At that point in time, you need to have a script ready, right?
Yep.
This is a phone script that you're going to have, you know, when you're speaking to someone, as far as how are you going to address any concerns, any questions, and how can you move forward with this lead and possibly turn this warm lead into a hot lead, somebody who is looking to do something within the next 90 days. And, you know, where you both can help them, you can help the end buyer and put a little money in your pocket.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question. I remember you saying last week when we were talking a little bit and you know, scheduling to do this interview, that you guys had like 6 or 7 appointments and you just, it was just, y'all were busy. And I'm thinking text message marketing. And I asked you and you said, yes, because we've started incorporating that too. And we've just seen a huge increase in response, especially from sellers. But let me ask you this. When you get people that respond to you and they're ready to do something, do you send a contract to those that may not necessarily be motivated, but maybe just want to know what you can offer? Or do you just kind of put them on the follow-up if they're not necessarily motivated?
Well, if they're interested, if they show any interest, we send it on an offer. That's minimum. So you have, we look at it two things, right? So you have offers and then you have the actual contract. Right.
Yes.
So
yes.
For us, we're going to send you offer regardless. Right. Now with the contract, we prefer the individual being on the phone when we send it over, because most of the time, because what we do is something called virtual flipping, virtual wholesaling, virtual, you know, bird strategies. Right. So that means that the properties I'm getting are nowhere near where I live. OK. Mm-hmm. So I have to do a lot of stuff electronically. Now, I do have boots on the ground and all that kind of stuff, but a lot of stuff is done over the phone, over the computer. Okay. So when I send the contract, they are ready to sign. So that's generally the only time that, or they at least express interest in ready to being signed. Now, sometimes, you know, they fall off the radar. They just, something normal. Don't get shaken up or scared. It's just something that happens sometimes. You know, but try to make sure when you send it, you're on the phone with them so you can walk through, address any concerns, any objections immediately. So you don't want their mind to start, you know, going off into space, especially when it's something simple or something that you can really just nip in the bud real quick, right? Because you're there to help. And that's how you make your money.
That's how you make your money. The better problem solver you are, the more money you're going to make, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. And the thing is, you have to be the problem solver. You have to be that, right? And being a problem solver is just another way to say I'm really good at sales, right? Because if you can solve a problem, It's gonna sell itself for somebody who's motivated and truly interested in selling, right?
Yep.
Now you have another key component, which is marketing, right?
Yes.
Which means you gotta be getting these leads in, right? You gotta keep your pipeline filled, right? Yep. So you most definitely have to continue to market. However you decide to market, however you pull your leads, how are you gonna contact those leads, and then obviously your follow-up strategy, all that is part of marketing, because you have to continuously do that on a daily basis, regardless of what you have going on. Even if you got closings for that day, you need to be marketing. You need to spend time on marketing who you are and what you can do for other people.
That's gold right there. It's a must. It's a must. And what's so funny is it's crazy because, you know, and that brings me to my next question here about you becoming a real estate strategist and coach, meaning you're teaching other people. But what's interesting is that that is one of the key things other than follow up is the consistency in your marketing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it. Even if you suck at everything else, if have if you have leads coming in, you can partner with, you know, another investor that you trust, of course, but may be good on the phones and follow up. And you just you just handle the leads. So as long as those leads are coming in, you will never, you know, hunger for deals or business. Is that right?
That's true. That's true. And the thing is, when you're able to keep your pipeline filled and you continuously marketing, even if you suck on the phone and you're by yourself, some people will just like you anyway. They know you suck. You know you suck. But they, for whatever reason, they like you. And it's like, what the hell? Let's do it. You know what I mean? And you can get a deal. Right?
Now, that's right.
I do recommend finding people in different positions to help you, like acquisition of property, the lead manager, disposition of property, the whole nine. You're going to find people in different roles that can wear multiple hats. Some people that's going to be great on the phone, or even better than you on the phone, and you want to kind of put those people that are really strong in certain areas in those positions. That way you all can eat, everybody's winning, and we don't have to be worried about, okay, how are we going to keep the lights on, or how are we going to pay this mortgage, or, you know, just basic necessities. So you can live in abundance by building a team and scaling and just spreading out the work and delegating.
Yes, good stuff. Question, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you motivated? What's one thing that keeps you motivated?
I used to say it was the money. Then you get the money, and it's not what you thought it was going to be. Like, I mean, it solves, like, the needs that you have right then and there. Then at some point, you know, you end up having more than you actually need.
Yeah.
You can kind of go and get whatever you want, and it's really not about the money. So for me, what motivates me every day, post funny memes or drop nuggets or whatever it is, it's just other people. You know, people just let me know it blessed them. You know, I had a couple of people text me yesterday. One guy said he got two deals just off of what I posted online.
Oh, man, that's powerful. You know,
then I got one of my coaching students. He hit me up right before this call, and he has a property under contract in the virtual market. He's never even been in.
Wow.
You know? So as I get off this, you know, I'm going to tell him how to disposition the property and how to, you know, make that work. But just seeing that, that's what motivates me. It's like, man, oh, my God, this is life-changing stuff.
And life-changing
stuff. It changing other people's life. It's like, it reminds me when I was a kid and they wanted us to grow a plant. And they gave us, like, these little pinto beans. And we put them in a little styrofoam cup and we would water it and nurture it. And we just watch it grow. And so it just kind of reminds me of that. So for me, that really motivates me, being able to take care of my family, pretty much do what I want, when I want, and just have some freedom that extends beyond financial freedom.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. Now, let me ask you, are you in, how many markets are you in? You working other markets other than your current market that you're in? You doing business in other markets?
Yeah. Well, we target pretty much the Southeast, and then we're going to move into Texas towards like the second or third quarter. Because Texas is hot.
It is.
It's just a hot market, right? So we focus on like Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida right now. And then we'll bounce into like Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana if it comes up. But that's not really our focus.
Sure.
So just mainly the Southeast and where we can have boots on the ground and just kind of go out there.
That's so awesome.
Let's say city hot. We city hot. We attack a city a week essentially. And we just have our own strategy as far as how we do it.
I love it. That's great. And how many people do you have on your team?
We have about four people. Okay. But we also have extended, I like to call them extended family.
Sure.
That's our boots on the ground and things like that. So we have two people that focus on driving for dollars and in our target market that we're targeting now. And then we kind of jump to whichever one we need. Then we have outside of myself, we have two other people focused on like cold calling, texting, RVMs, things like that. So our team is really small. I mean, I know some guys, you know, man, they're spending like $7,000 a week on overhead. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
whoa, you know, just to make, you know, $100,000 a month. So it's like, whoa, that's killer. You know what I mean? Absolutely. So we just like to implement multiple strategies to kind of get our numbers up and try to keep it lean as possible. So we don't pay too much on systems and all that kind of stuff. We really just kind of try to get a lot of stuff organically, help other people out if people having issues, and try to build relationships. That's really how I make my money, just building relationships.
That is fantastic. Now I'm so excited for you. And again, I appreciate you taking the time. And last question. So for someone that's listening to this, that's new, or maybe that's been struggling and trying to really get in this business and make money and, you know, change their life and their family's life, what would you suggest that they do first?
I know most people want to focus on the money, but you need to really focus on your mind. You really want to focus on your mind, because when I was younger, I opened my first business. I was still a student at Georgia Tech. I was making more than my professors. So I focused on the money. I never focused on my mind, and I blew through my money. I didn't understand money. I didn't have a good relationship with money. None of that. I just knew how to make it, but I never knew how to keep it. Right.
Yep.
So I would recommend like books like Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence Others. Also books like Traction, books on Four Disciplines of Execution, Principles by Ray Dalio. He's a hedge fund manager. Books like that, that's really going to exercise your mind and give you principles.
Yes.
And really implant a philosophy inside your mind as far as money, people, relationships, things like that. So I would really just take the time. And if you don't like reading, you can get Audible.
Yeah.
You know, Amazon, Audible. You can get an audio book, right? And just catch it on your commute. Take 30 minutes out of the day. So I would just spend at least a couple of weeks just really trying to cut through and read deep down into some books. Then from there, you got to really see if what you want to do. I mean, real estate is not for everybody. I mean, people want the real estate money, but it's not for everybody. And you really want to focus on what you love, right? You really want to wake up and do what you love, right? So try real estate out. You know, there are books on wholesaling. There are groups online. Most definitely, you know, join those groups. There are people to follow that are awesome. And you'll know who the people who don't know what they're talking about and who don't know what they're talking about. You can just pretty much see how to answer questions online. And just follow the people. Ask them a couple of questions. Don't inundate them with questions. You know, they get annoying. But just ask them a couple of questions and kind of move on and just kind of just follow and just pay attention, take notes. I mean, because you really want to immerse yourself in whatever it is you want to do, right? And then if you like it, after you immerse yourself, go for it. If you don't, find something else. You don't have to do real estate. You can do anything, right? The main thing is that you want to do, obviously, you want to get some assets that produce income.
Yes.
Housing, apartment buildings, that's just one type of asset. That is not the only asset in the world. Okay. So find out what fits you, find out what you love, and go do it. Go crush it. You know? And you
take action.
I'm telling you, you'll live a good life. And also give back.
Yes.
Don't give into the scarcity mindset that if I tell somebody that, hey, I use cold calling or I use or whatever it is to get my leads or call my leads, that it's gonna stop you. Nobody has deep enough pockets to buy everything. Nobody does, right? And even if they did, you don't have enough room to manage all of that, right? Yeah. So there's more than enough for all of us to make money. So help some people out. Go solve some problems. You'll make some money.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. I don't have anything after that. So I just thank you again so much for taking the time to be on. And how can people connect with you if they want to follow you and definitely check out those hilarious memes?
Only thing I really do is Facebook. I mean,
okay.
I think I may have an Instagram or Snapchat. I don't know, but I know Facebook. You can find me there. D Stevens, D-E-E, then Stevens with a V. Find me there. Shoot me a message and we can go from there.
That's awesome. Y'all make sure to follow him. Make sure to replay this. This was wonderful. D, thank you again, man. I appreciate you. Now, y'all know what to do. It's time to go do what? It's time to take action. Until the next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.